More ideas.
Different points of view.
In-depth discussion.
And thoughtful analysis.
Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government.
Here's your host, Harold Mester.
And good evening, Milwaukee County. Thanks for listening to the September 5th, 2010 edition of Inside the County Board. We hope everybody's enjoying their Labor Day weekend this weekend. We do have a great show in store for you tonight, including building a new facility for mental health in Milwaukee County, huge success at the airport, and the newest member of the county board. First line of business tonight, spreading the word that some long-term changes are in the works for how Milwaukee County delivers mental health services. And joining me to discuss that, from the county board, Supervisors Theo Lipscomb and Jim Luigi Schmidt. So thanks to both of you for joining us tonight.
Great to be here. Thank you, Harold.
Thanks for having me.
There was a large announcement that was made by the county board about a week ago, with 12 supervisors in agreement that a new mental health complex needs to be built on the county grounds in Wauwatosa. That's a major policy statement from the county board, and it's something that a lot of folks in the community have been asking for. They want a solution to some of the problems that we've seen with the current complex, which are both the administration and the facility itself. This was a major step forward, and you've both co-sponsored this resolution. And Supervisor Lipscomb, I guess we just want to start with you and just kind of lay out what the resolution actually does so that people understand what we're trying to accomplish here.
Sure. The resolution effectively sets a process in place by which we will develop a plan for a new facility by June of 2011. Appoints a special committee made up of county supervisors, which will be able to receive expert advice and consulting to really formulate that plan, a specific plan, both in terms of siting the facility, design of the facility, potentially what changes we might make if there are certain elements that maybe should no longer be at that facility that we might want to have located in the community, but to really put us on track for building a new facility, a state-of-the-art efficient facility on the county grounds. And I think that's an important element of the coalition that's come together here, is that we've come together behind a couple of key concepts. One, that we be at the county grounds, that we have a new facility, and that we, in fact, look at all of our options.
It was a major statement, and this all comes after a series of problems related to patient care and what some have classified as lax oversight at the facility. There was a series in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've been told by supervisors that this resolution was in the works even before these problems came to light in the newspaper. But, we have seen some issues with the administration. The administrator of the complex was demoted by the county executive last month. I guess if you look at the newspaper articles and the demotion of the administrator, how did all of that play a role in this decision to go forward with the new complex?
Well, sure, it played somewhat of a role, because of so much information. But, we've known there have been problems out there for a while, and this is an issue, mental health, this is an issue that we should have put more time into, both the executive and the legislative branch. But I will say for us in the legislative branch, this isn't something just, a knee-jerk reaction. I'm happy to serve on the finance committee. And over a year ago, we've been through this process for about 3 years. We just haven't come to consensus. The legislative and executive branches, there was a St. Mike's issue. We finally put that to bed after a couple years of back and forth, and I think some of the statistics and other things, but I think that's in the past. I think we want to look forward. So we have, and I think as Supervisor Lipscomb said, we got a coalition that finally could come together here. I've always been in favor of being on the county grounds, and last year on the Finance Committee, many of us and myself put some money aside because we knew this was an important issue. We knew we had to make some changes here, and we realized, I think, before all this information came out, that the model we have, the dated care model, we knew the mental health facilities is not efficient. It's insufficient design up to today's standards. Does not provide enough safety for patients or staff. We got the sheriff's report that came out, too. We didn't need a sheriff's report to know that there's some problems out there. We just have not constantly neglected too long. And I think both of us in the executive branch can take some latitude on this also. So outdated care model, we finally decided to come together and decide that the county grounds is the place to be, which I've agreed for a long time and I fought for. Mental health should not be isolated. Mental health is part of a major complex there. That's the mental health, and it's the health quadrant. We have Frederick, the Medical College, Children's Hospital, those three giants. We have the curative workshop, we have the eye clinic, we have the blood center. And I think it's particularly a point that mental health, again, should not be isolated. Many of the terrible cases that happen there have to go to Frederick. We should be together. And we have room on the county grounds, that medical quadrant, that's where it should be. And I really appreciate Supervisor Lipscomb, because I know St. Michael's was in his district. But many people have come around. We just didn't have a consensus before, and now we have it. It's wonderful to see, because we need to move forward here.
Supervisor Lipscomb, what were the factors that played a role in you being one of the key folks in forging this compromise on the board?
Well, I guess I just felt that after nearly 2 years of my dealing with this and others dealing with it a lot longer than that, it was time for us to move forward, and it wasn't important enough for me to hold to a St. Mike's site that we would not move forward on an issue that was much bigger than being at that site or bearing out the numbers for what was being projected for that site, which was really being used. That this idea that we were going to save money at St. Mike's was really being used as the primary motivation for that, and there was not enough focus, I don't think, on patient care and quality and the advantages of being at the county grounds. So I appreciated that people held firm on that, and I was happy to join the coalition on that. So I think it was time to move forward. I mean, what we did last year in the budget was set aside a little less than $13 million for a BHD facility. And what you really had there was a recognition by everyone that we had to move forward on something, but no agreement on much of anything. You had the county exec at the time essentially proposing a light rehab of the existing facility, and I think that was widely rejected as not sufficient. And so this coalition, coming together, was saying it needs to be an extensive, comprehensive new facility, not just a light rehab. And so that's what we're going to do. And so we'll use the remaining money. Now, of that $13 million, more than $2 million has now been spent on emergency repairs that were required of us here this year, but we have a little over $10 million left that we can get started on the planning and engineering for the new facility. So
yeah, I mean, there are more than 100 code violations at the current complex, and even just looking beyond that, there are more modern patient care models that, if you're able to build a facility that's state of the art, the thought here is that you'll be able to provide better patient care. It's more than just a building itself.
Correct.
I mean, you're actually going to be transforming the way the care is actually administered. Are either of you able to give some more specifics on that? I mean, some people are saying, well, what good is a new building going to do if you don't change anything else that's going on in it? Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, sure. And new building isn't the 100% answer, but it's an important start. I was trying to use the analogy that, in pro football, you can make many analogies when you're trying to draw good people to your professions is, your facilities are a draw. I mean, when Reggie White came to Green Bay, or people come to Green Bay, the small city, they say, well, because they get state-of-the-art facilities there. They got a great training room, et cetera. This is an important start. The other facility is outmoded. We talked about the safety, violations, et cetera. So we need this facility. And it's going to be a more efficient, a smaller facility. We can maybe talk about that a little more. But that's very important. And we need a whole redoing here of mental health. The county executive has admitted that. We need some new people in positions. How are we going to draw those new people? How are we going to keep the nurses there? How are we going to keep quality care? Well, you start by having a new facility and a new outlook. And I think that's coming from both branches, which we really need. And we can draw better people. It's a new day. We know what mistakes were made. Everything's coming out in the open. We have a new facility. We have new people. I think that's going to be an important draw. And, we need to work on the obvious problems that there are too. So I'm not saying a new facility facility is the panacea, it's the complete answer, but it's an important start. We needed to make a commitment, and the county executive has come along too. He said this is what he's going to back also. We wanted to get 12 or 13 votes, which we had, to be veto-proof, but I think he realizes that we're very serious about this, and we need to take steps here. And it's easier said than done, but I think things will follow through. The new day is here. Do we have dedicated people? Are there people wanting to help our most needy people? Yes, there are. And I think if we show our seriousness and our commitment, both I think in a moral way and also in a financial way, I think people will follow. I really do.
So how much smaller would it be? Because part of the current facility is unused. And what is it, 200-some beds, and what are we looking to go down to with a smaller facility?
Well, I did make some comments at the press conference. I wanted to make sure that they were pretty close on, so I did some checking. And I said there is about 45 acres out there, okay, the whole mental health facility. And year by year, gradually over the last couple of decades, we're losing. Yes, there used to be something like 800 beds out there. And I'm very happy to say, just like in our hospitals, what we try to do is not keep people in hospitals. We try not to institutionalize people. We have these community support services that we need to do more with, by the way. And when we're talking about a new model, we are also talking about the fact that, and even in our resolution, that's so important, it talks about, and let me quote from one of our first major five subpoints for this resolution, which we are going, the committee is going to follow and we're going to look at. But we're going to examine current and potential operating revenues and evaluate the merits of locating some functions of BHD, such as the nursing home and outpatient services, at sites other than the county grounds. So in a manner, it's more integrated with the community. So we're starting to outreach and go outside. We don't need – we have just the hospital itself, the acreage where we talk about behavioral health is 555,000-plus square feet. Okay?
Wow.
That's 26 acres of the 44. And in even 555,000, the day hospital, most of that we rent out now. And in the other areas, the 183,000 square feet, some other areas, where the child and adolescent treatment center used to be, that's over 17 acres there. We have UW Extension, we have EMS, we have St. Charles that has come in there. So, I don't maybe want to jump ahead, but we're talking about the county grounds. Now, obviously, that's a very large footprint. We don't need most of that footprint for a new mental health facility. So we can sell off a lot of that to help pay for this, by the way. And then there are other portions, areas on the county grounds. Just even on the medical quadrant, we got 92nd and Wisconsin Avenue, a big area behind there that's opposite Children's in Frederick and the medical college. Still on the northeast quadrant there, that's the medical quadrant.
Right.
And we have room next to Ronald McDonald right across the street, literally across the street. So,
and the study committee is going to look at sites.
We're going to look at these sites, and we're going to make sure that we can do most efficient. We're going to look at outsourcing. We're going to look at what else everybody, the experts, have to say in this. And we don't have to start from scratch, by the way, because we did look at a lot of this in our previous negotiations here on where we're going to go. So we have, and we also did put aside $100,000. Theo was talking about in a resolution from finance that was supported, that $10 million plus dollars that we're going to have for this new facility. And we know when we want to bring in some experts, we need to look at our own staff. Unfortunately, we didn't agree, or I'm sorry to say, trust all the figures that we were getting. I mean, I'm sorry, but we've had some problems on the county board getting all the information we need, and people expect us to do this. So we've been criticized if we don't, okay. So we need to make sure we get all the information we need. We bring a third party in source to help look at these figures. And then what we're talking about now and what we decide come May or June by the very latest, we put those standards in there. I think we'll have a good shot at what's going to cost and how big it has to be.
Yeah, Harold, I know we're short on time.
That's okay. We have a few minutes left.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we emphasize what a significant thing this is to have come together, the 12 of us as co-sponsors. And I just specifically want to make sure we acknowledge Chairman Holloway as the lead sponsor and Supervisor Dmitrievic, Marina Dmitrievic, who did a significant effort in terms of pulling all of us together. It should not go unmentioned. So while we're here as sort of the spokespeople today, I wanted to make sure I called them out. And obviously, the county executive, I think it surprised most of us because this is a significant change for him in that he's come to support this. So he has come a long way from his previous position, and it shouldn't go without saying that. So it's good because there have been few times that we've come together like this. So I appreciate that he's acknowledging that the county board has led on this issue and that he can follow a good idea.
I think it was 4 or 5 years ago whenever the county executive first proposed the St. Michael's site. And now that we've seen this huge coalition on the board, I think the county executive wants to be on the winning side of this issue. So, and everybody wins. You know, if the board and the exec are in agreement and we can build a new facility and provide better care, that's what happens.
And I couldn't agree more. And I wanted to also mention that I think that it took a lot of people to come together. Supervisor Dmitrievich did a good job in getting a lot of us. And, you know, in the summertime that a lot of people are gone in an August session. But, you know, we're available and we come together when it's necessary. And, you know, good things have happened in county government when the two branches do work together. There's philosophical differences, and we have our problems, but people want us, don't they? They don't always want us to agree on everything because we represent different constituencies.
Right.
But this is an area that, you know, shouldn't be liberal or conservative. I get so tired of that so many times that there's, you know, everybody's got their issues figured out or where they stand because, well, I'm liberal and I'm conservative. We represent different constituencies. Mine's more conservative than some others, but I think there are many people of goodwill on both sides that's, you know, get tired of the politics that have to be. And, you know, and we understand that the mayor is running for governor, the county executive is running for governor. He wants to do something now. I think he's under pressure to do something and something positive. But when we come together, good things are happening. And if we can't come together to help the most needy in our society, and I know a lot of people don't like big government. Okay, but if you had someone who has any mental deficiencies or needs some help, you know, if you have an elderly person, if you have stuff in your basement, unfortunately, which we've seen, then all of a sudden government's okay. Government's okay when we need help, but and we got to do it right and efficiently. And I think we're moving that. It's just so great to see the cooperation and on such an important issue that we need to move forward on.
Yeah, I guess I would just bring that up in context. You know, there's been some criticism of our effort to move forward on a building, suggesting that the building isn't important or that the other models might move us away from providing these services. These are mandated services. These are services that are going to fall to county government to provide. The private sector has moved away from providing these services. And we've taken that role more and more. And so I just, you know, whether our care will change is still, you know, that's still to be determined. And there are several studies going on and reports that we'll be receiving. I think all of that can feed into this process over the next 6 months in terms of deciding what kind of facility we build. But I think no one should believe that we're getting out of the mental health business. It's one of the core functions of county government is providing services like this for the neediest.
Yeah, and I would just jump in and agree too. I mean, if it was something, it's not profitable. And if private entities and hospitals would find this to be profitable, but they'd be in it. This is a situation where, you know, I talked about government and, again, people don't like to hear, well, you know, government is there to help those in need. Well, many times government is there. It's their responsibility to help people in need. And this is what better example of this is than in people who are and it adds into other economic areas, by the way. I mean, how many of our homeless people have mental problems? How many people in our jails have mental deficiencies? And this is an issue that can't be swept under the rug. It's very easy not to talk about or do something about and say, how come we're putting so much money in this? But, you know, it hits families. These people can't hold jobs. They're homeless. They go into our institutions. They go into our jails. And, you know, a billing isn't the complete solution, but it's certainly an important first step. We draw other people there. We highlight this issue. People of goodwill on all sides will come together and say, you know, this is where we need to put some money. And we're going to be as efficient as we can. And we're going to be very open to look at more community support and not putting everything institutionalized. And we've been moving away from that. You know, we use 200 beds now. We used to use 800 beds. And yeah. we get well, that down to 100 beds. So, we're moving in the right direction.
And this includes more of a community-based care model,
does.
Too, where, you know, you're trying to do more integration instead of isolation. And that's important. But, I echo what both of you are saying in that really the county is the organization of last resort for a number of individuals, and they have nowhere else to turn. And, you know, Theo, you were saying the private sector doesn't provide these services largely anymore, and it's the county that's here helping these folks out. Some of them have no family members at all. So, thanks for both of you for being here, and I know that there were some kudos going out to Supervisor Dmitrievich, and I invite you to go to the this morning's newspaper, actually, or JS Online. There's an op-ed from Supervisor Dmitrievich in the newspaper that has some more details on this that we didn't have time to get into today. But Supervisors Lipscomb and Schmidt, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harold.
When we come back, it's the fastest-growing airport in the nation, third fastest in the world. We'll tell you why so many people are taking flights out of Mitchell International when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.